Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Gittin Av Chavdal. Gittin Chavdal Mitzrayim. We will finish the second parak and begin the third parak. We left off for a little bit behind Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Mishnah Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Af Anashim She'en Nemanus Lomer Meis Bala. Even the women that are not believed to say the husband died. There's five women that are not trusted to say. The Mishnah is going to list who they are that the husband died. Typically. Step one, step two. Typically, when it comes to Eidus regarding Ishus, you need two Eidim, right? Dav, Dav, and Mammon. We know just like Mammon is two Eidim, Ishus is two Eidim. But there was a leniency in order to not have Agunus. There's a leniency when it comes to testifying about a woman's husband that he died. If an Eidach comes and testifies that the husband's dead, she's able to get remarried. If it's found to be that there wasn't true. The idea is because we say Isha died convinced, but she's careful. She'll double check to make sure that these reports are really true before she gets married. If she does get married based on this leniency of Erechad, and then we find that the husband was still alive, he comes back in his 2 feet, it was a false report, then we throw the book at her. She has to go out from the new husband. She has to go out from the old husband. The Vladis Mamas Mizem Mizesh, she loses clue from both of them. That's the Gemara's, the Mishnah's Gemara's towards the latter part of Yevamos and the Pays and later in Yevamos about the outcome if the husband was alive and it was a mistaken marriage. Fine. So even though normally you could believe regular people to testify the husband's dead, five women are suspect that they're out to get this relative, this wife, they're out to get her, and they're not believed to testify that the husband died. However, those same five women are believed to be the shliach to bring the get and to declare b'far nechtav for nechtav. Says the Mishnah, who are these five women? Chamaisa, the mother-in-law, Bas Chamaisa, or the sister-in-law, the mother-in-law's daughter, which is the husband's sister. Vitzarasa, the co-wife. V'yivimta, her brother, her husband's brother's wife. If they any of the husbands die without children, they fall to Yibam. There's a certain animosity between them as the sister-in-law is married to two brothers. And lastly, Bas Bal, the stepdaughter. So these are women that may have an animosity towards her. They're not never to say the husband died because they may be out to get her, trying to mess her up, but they would be never to be in the get. Ask the Mishnah, Mabeg and the Misa, what's talking the difference? Why are these women who are not considered to be friendly, they could have some animosity, why are they believed by get if they're not believed by Misa? Shaksav Mechia. Because a get is a get. You have a get that's written with Edom, is a proper get here, and the Ksav is Mechia, that they're, what they're saying is credible. Haisha Atzma Vias Gita says the Mishnah, a woman can bring her own get. A woman can bring her own get from Dinas Yam, but she has to declare before Nechta Fenechta. The Mara is going to ask, what on earth is the case? Before Nechta Fenechta is when someone's bringing a get as a shliach, they have to declare it. If she's bringing her own get, she's divorced already. She was divorced in Chutz Laretz already, so now she has to say for Nechta when she has it. So, what are the mechanics? That'll be the whole latter part, that last Gemara in the Perek, and go through many different explanations of or options of what the Mishnah could be. Let's see. Says Gemara, Vatanya. We're saying that the five women that are not believed to say that the husband died are believed to say the husband that this is the get, that's a good get. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya Kenshanam Ainamanas Lemmer Base Bala, Kachinamanis, Lavigita. We have a brace that's opposite the Mishnah. Just like she's not Neman, these five women are not Neman to testify about her husband dying, they're not Neman to bring the get. I'm Rebasif, like Kash. We're going to have two answers. Rebasif and Abaye, they're going to be almost exactly opposite answers. Amar Beis Mekasha Kam Eretz Kam Chutz Laretz. It depends if they're talking about a get in Eretz Yisrael or a get in Chutz Laretz. And the Mar explains, but Eretz a get that originated in Eretz Yisrael. The Lavad Beruah talk about Samchin. Let's think for a second. A get that originated in Eretz Yisrael. We don't need her b'fan nechta b'fan nechta. We don't need a declaration. A get in Eretz Yisrael doesn't need that. So if we're not being semich on our words, Mehamna. If we're not to be semich on the shliach's words, then these five women, I believe, they're just merely handing over a shtar, handing over a get. The kisav and machiach. Therefore, they're believed. However, a get that's coming from Chutz Laretz, when a get comes from Chutz Laretz, you require the shliach to declare b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. We're relying on their declaration. These five nashim are not trusted to be saying the truth or to not scheming some sort of foul play, and therefore we cannot rely on their declaration of b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So when the Braith says you don't believe that they can't bring the get, it's talking about from Chutz Laretz, well, you need a declaration of b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And when the Lei Mehemna, that's why it's Lei Mehemna, that can be believed. Whereas the Mishnah says the belief is talking about, again, in Eretz Yisrael. Abaye says exactly opposite. I'm Abaye. Adrama. Think about it. The opposite makes sense. But Eretz, in Eretz Yisrael, let's pause for a second before we see Abaye inside. What happens is when a shliach declares b'fanei nechtam, get a that we accept such a single aid testifying about the either kiyum shtaros or about the lishma. But the bottom line is, if the baal comes later to be ma'arer, if someone comes later to say that, it gets no good. We're not going to listen to the ear because we have a declaration of fanechta, and therefore no one can make a problem with the get. Whereas when you don't have a declaration of fanechtam, then if someone does come and make an issue later, you'd have to go and verify the get. You have to go and prove that the get is good. So says the Gemara, if anything, it should be opposite. But it's an Eretz Yisrael, where you're not declaring fanechtam fanechtam, and therefore the Yisabam Ara, if the Baal comes and makes an error, Mashkin and May, we're going to listen to this error, it's going to make a problem with the get. Then it's very stark to say that these women are giving her the get in a place we don't declare b'fanechtav, where the error is going to go make a problem. They're giving her a false, a messed up get, and therefore they're coming to make problems for her. Therefore, then it shouldn't be believed in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas b'chutzlaretz, ironically enough, chutzlaretz which needs a declaration b'fanechtav, and once you have that declaration, we're not going to listen to him. We're not going to pay attention because you already have a kiyum shtar. Mehemna. So over there, Adrab, they'll be believed because once they put the piece in motion, there's no turning back. They get it again. So mamash opposite Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, whether we're saying that these five nashim that are not believed to declare that the husband died, they are yes declared to say this is a get, whether it's dafkin Eretz Yisrael, that's evasive, or dafkin chutzlaretz, that's when a get comes from chutzlaretz, that's Abaye. There must be a braisa, that's a right Abaye. Tanik was Abaye. We have a price that fits like Abaye that when they come for chutzart, these five nashim are believed. Rashim al Zaymer, Rashim Rabakiva, Ishna Raslavi Gita Kavachimer. A woman is believed to bring a Kavachimer, meaning to bring her own Kavachimer, to bring her own get. Aisha is believed to bring her own Lavigita Kavachimer. Based on Kavachimer, she's believed to bring her own get. Mark explains. Umana Shusham Khamme Namaraslam Baispala, Namaraslavi Gita. He should have menaslam Baispala, A Namaraslavi Gita. Madaf women that are not believed to say the husband died, they're believed to bring the get. So a woman herself who's believed to say in over there in Yivamas that my husband's dead, she's believed on her own to say the husband died, certainly she should be believed to bring her get. Now, Tapa, we don't have Raya yet. Tapa of Chavdalam Alef, Umakam Shabasa. And so come from that same place, the Nashim is saying that are believed to say, believed to bring the get. So to the issues we've to get, just like those nashim, malalat tuchasham b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtav. Just like those five nashim, when they bring the get, they're going to have to declare b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtav. Afi, so clearly talking about get coming from Medina Siyam. Afi, so when the woman brings her own get, tuchashtemer, she has to declare b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtav. She has to declare b'faneinu nechtav. So it's very clear in the brisa we're talking about a get that's coming from Medina Siyam, and we're saying these five nashim are believed to declare to give the get, to bring the get, and to declare b'faneinu nechtav. So to kol v'chaimer, the ish herself believe. But the point is, it's right down by his interpretation at the five nashim. Five women that have animosity are still believed when they bring a get from Medina Siyam. Amr Vashi. Vashi says, guess what? The Mishnah is meduik like Abaye. Masis Tamideka. The Mishnah is meduik that we're talking about, that like Abaye's interpretation that the five nashim are coming from Medina Siyam. Why? Diktani, it says in the Mishnah, Haisha Atzma Mevia Gita Uvashi Tzricha Leimar. A woman herself can bring the get, provided that she declares, B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. So it seems very clear that we're talking about Gitin that came from Medina Siyam. So the Mishnah itself, the continuation of the Mishnah itself is clearly talking about a get that came from Medina Siyam. So to the five Nashim that were saying were believed, the Chayra are also talking about case where the get came from Medina Siyam. The Gemara Taka asks as a Kasher Beisiv now. According to Beisiv, he's saying the case of the five Nashim is a get that's been given to Israel. The last line of the Mishnah, the last line where the Isha brings her own guest, clearly talking about Chutz La'aretz. And the Mishnah before this also was talking about Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara of Rav Yosef, Reisha v'Seif Chutz La'aretz. The first and last case, the original case, the Mishnah back in the Gimel and Aleph, right, where it discusses that the last Mishnah discussed that a Cheir, a Sheit, a Katan, a Suma, and an Akam are all puzzled to be Shluchim, to bring the get. And we explained the possible Shluchim because Rav Yosef himself says over there, the reason why the puzzle is because of the requirement to declare B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta. So that Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amal Aleph, yesterday's Amal Aleph, is talking about B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta from Chutz La'aretz. The last line of this Mishnah that we just quoted today on Chav Gimel and Beis is also saying the Isha brings the get from Chutz La'aretz, B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta. And the middle case of the five Nashim is talking about Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Yosef says Chutz La'aretz, B'sias B'aretz, in you have to say is chutzaretz, and the middle case is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Mimai, why is Rashi saying the middle case is an exception? Rashi has a little bit of a diak in his direction that the Mishnah doesn't say what's the chilek between get a misa that by get you have the get and the peh, the declaration being mechiach. According to Abaye, the Mishnah could have said that my love get over Misa, why the five Nashim are believed by get, not believe by Misa, is because it's like Abaye said, is part of their declaration of Fanech Tavanechtav, is solidifying that the get won't go, get unhinged. The get's going to be good, and even if the Baal tries to make an error, it won't make a problem. So they themselves are taking away the potential kiltel. So the Mishnah should have said, the ksav of the get and the pas meshech. The Mishnah didn't say that. So therefore, Rabbi Yisuf held, the Mishnah is talking about just the ksav alone, not the pas, meaning we're talking about the get in Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yisuf. We'll argue on Abaye, and then the Mishnah talking about five Nashim being believed, Dafka, and again, there. So, and again, Abaye is learning the whole Mishnah, the whole last few Mishnahs are talking about get being brought from Chutz La'aretz, and the five Nashim are only believed on again that comes from Chutz La'aretz. Okay. The last line of the Mishnah said that the Isha Atzma Mavia, a woman herself could bring her own get, provided that she says, she declares it. Ask the Gemara, we ask the question, the Mishnah, the moment she receives the get from the husband, she's divorced. She receives the get in Chutz La'aretz. She has to go to Eretz Yisrael and bring with her and declare for Nefanechtam. The second she gets, she receives the get, she's already divorced. Amar Rav Huna, Ba'aymer, the case is, the Gemara is going to build up from here to the end of the pair, a bunch of different levels, exactly what the case is, till we get to the proper case. The case is where the husband says to his wife, the get should not take effect. You should only be divorced with this get. Give me the get. But you should only be divorced in front of such court up in Eretz Yisrael. So the get's only being chal there. She's a shliach lelecha to bring it there, and therefore she has to take care of her nefnechtav. Ask the Gemara, Seif Seif Kemet Asam. Igor Shabbat. What do you mean? But all the husband said was the get shouldn't be chal till you get to that court. But the second she gets to the court, the get is chal. L'chaira, with the original kabbalah that she had back in Chutz La'aretz, it's just like a t'nai to get to the court. Once she gets to the court, the get is chal with the original kabbalah Chutz La'aretz, and therefore who needs why does she have to declare to find a fenechtam? Why is she considered like a shliach b'chlal? El Amar, she's receiving the get with the tonight, and she has to just go to a certain place. El Amar Funa, Rabbi Naich, Meshmeid of Achab, Rabbi Vikat, Amarla, Kimatat Hassam, Aschanche, Ara, Vishakli. You're right. Husband's saying, bring it there, and then when you get there, put it down, and then pick it back up. So you taka only shliach b'chlal until you get there, and when you get there, put it down, pick it back up. That's why your shlich lecha has to declare for nech v'nechta. Says Gemara, Yachi, what's the obvious problem? If he's telling her, is her mission is to simply bring the get to Chutz La'aretz to the court, put it down, and then pick it back up. Who's she picking it up from? She's picking the get herself. That's the equivalent of a husband telling the wife, pick up the get magabakarka. It's missing in v'nasan la. He has to give her the get. This tliki magabakarka. And we know, tells his wife, pick up your get from the ground. It's not a good get. He has to give the get to her. It's not good if the husband simply tells her, pick it up. So that can't be the case either. Ella, the case is, have a shliach lelacha, adam matas asam. You should be a shliach to bring the get till you get there. The chimat asam, when you get there, have a shliach kabbalah, v'kabbalah eskitech. You should be your own shliach kabbalah and accept essentially from yourself, receive the get from yourself. You should switch your status from halacha to kabbalah, but the ma'ase when you get there, you're getting the azar shliach halacha, and therefore we have to make that declaration. The Gemara is assuming that tzigitach now is not a problem because she's not putting it down b'chlal. She's not putting it down. She's holding it and taking it for herself at the same time. That's fine. Ask the Gemara the separate issue. The shlichas didn't go back to the baal. Meaning, when she finishes her agency as a shliach lelacha, she has to go back to the baal and let him know she completed the agency. She's already switching to be shliach kabbalah before giving back notice that she finished her shliach lelacha. So Rashi points out what's that issue exactly? Rashi says, jump into Rashi. Shlichas eitz baal shliach le mikri ela mishtalech mizel lezeh sheroy lachzer. They make the medayik very stark. There's a lot of sheroy lachzer. It doesn't mean a shliach is never complete until the shliach goes back to the sender and says, "I've done your mission." That's not what it means. It means that a shliach has to be in a position to complete the shlichus and go back and notify the sender that he completed the shlichus. But not that if he doesn't go back to the sender, the shlichus wasn't complete. But the point is, in this case, where the husband's telling her, "You should be a shliach lelacha until this point, and then become a shliach kabbalah," he's not offering her the possibility to even go back to the husband. Says Gemara, says Rashi, Shura Lachse Eitz Shluchai, Vilemar Eitz Shulchai. The guy who sent him and say that what? Asisi Shluchusai, I did Shluchusai, Lechavrach, Vizu Eina Roya, Lachzer. This woman over here is not fit to go back. She's only being sent for herself. She becomes the Bamaisa herself. Immediately, following the Shlichus Lelacha, she becomes the Bamaisa, who but the Shlichus Kedish Dachzer, and the Shlichus is ready, finished, before she gets a chance to go back. She's into onto a new Shlichus, and that's a problem. Jump to the top Taisvis, who seems to be saying, just like Rashi, but then he throws him forward and says, I'm not like Rashi. Top Taisvis, Shlichus Mikri Elam Shalech Mizah, Lezah, Shor Lachzer, Lashochi, go back to the one who sent him, Lamer, Sisi Shlichusek. So far, we're almost identical, refer like Rashi. Kedish Yasa Shlich, Lachem, before he comes a Shlich for someone else. Uvikuntris le pirishkein, and Rashi does not say this pshat. Now again, if you're reading Rashi inside, Rashi seems to be extremely similar to this to Taisus. So the first we discuss what exactly is the kudas hamachlekes Taisa Rashi. They explain that Rashi stressed the fact that her second shlichus is liatzma, meaning she was a shlich leilacha to bring the get, and then she's becoming a shlich lekabbalah for herself. That's the problem. According to Rashi, it sounds like I could be a shlich for someone, finish the shlichus, not have a chance to go back and notify them that I completed the shlichus to be chayzei tzabal, and take on a shlichus for someone else, that would be okay. The problem is that I'm the person that's the recipient of the next shlichus, so to speak. She's being a shlich for herself, for Kabbalah, on the next step. It's the Rashi's lashon is that it's a maisa la'atzma. What was Rashi's lashon? Rashi says, "Lenishtacha el atzma, v'achach nasas he bala maisa." She becomes the bala maisa. The problem is that she's the bala maisa herself. That's the problem. But if she just be going from shlichus to shlichus, one shlichus to the next, it would not be an issue. According to Taisvus, even becoming shlich lachirim would be an issue. That's what I'm going to say. The chiluk with Rashi Taisvus. But again, the first point down, it's not that ultimately you cannot become a shlich for someone else or for yourself without going back to the original shalchay. You just have to have the ability to go back to the shalchay, and the fact that the other shlichus were already lined up before the shlichus was completed, that's the issue over here. The Ritva has a completely different explanation to Gemara. The Ritva learns that the issue over here is she's going from Shlichus Leilacha to Shlichus Kabbalah. There's a moment in between where it's like the gets by nobody. Meaning, when she's holding it as a Shlichus Leilacha, she's holding it to deliver it. Then she has to switch and make herself the person to accept it. When she makes herself the person to accept it, it's as if the get is not being held by the Shlichus Leilacha anymore, and it hasn't been yet because she's more from the Shlichus Kabbalah, but she hasn't accepted it yet. You don't say it happens all at once, apparently. And therefore, that nanosecond break in between creates a tligitach ma'gabakarka. Back to the same problem. We thought we answered tligitach ma'gabakarka. No, you're back to the problem of tligitach ma'gabakarka. The first point out that there's a major enough community between the Ritva and Rashi Taisus, which is the Gemara. According to Rashi Taisus, there's an issue by all shlichas. According to Taisus, you can't take on a second shlichas before you have at least the ability to complete the first shlichas and because it's a Baal. According to Rashi, you can't become a party to the whatever shlichas that's taking place until you have the power to go back to the Baal. But it's a problem by all shlichas, none you will get. According to Ritva, it's specifically an issue by get, by tli gitcha mevakarka, you're running into the issue of when she morphs from the shlich lailacha to a shlich kabbalah, she's leaving us a moment in time where there's a break between the two status of shlichas, where the get is kind of unattended, the get is tli gitcha mevakarka, and that's the problem, which is dafka a get problem. It wouldn't be a problem by other forms of shlichas. Okay, either way, we're stuck in a problem. What's this case where the woman's being gemedina siyam and she's declaring for nechfa nechtav? If the get's ready chal by her in chutz laretz, she's ready divorce, finished. And if it's not chal, what's the case that she's bringing it? She's the shliach lacha and she's also going to ultimately receive the get. What's the case? Damar la have shliach la'ilacha adamat hasam chivat hasam shav yeshliach kabbalah. The instruction of the husband was you should be a shliach la'ilacha till this point. And then when you get there, make for yourself a shlich kabbalah. Make a shlich kabbalah to accept it from you, and then you'll be shlich lelacha who's delivering it, and you got to declare b'fay nechtam. Gebaldik, that would be a simple taich. Says the Gemara. Actually, before we go further, we're saying she herself cannot be the shlich kabbalah at this point because she can't go for shlichus shlichus lechaz shlichus etzabal. But she should make someone else shlich kabbalah. Don't we have a klal? Anything I cannot do myself, I can't make a shlich to do for me. So how could she appoint someone else to be the Shlich Kabbalah here, if in the last Gemara she couldn't morph into Shlich Kabbalah herself, how could she appoint someone else to be the Shlich Kabbalah? This is a question that the Mefarshim, Gersh Yerachim, other Acharyim ask. Gersh Yerachim would suggest, interesting Teretz, that it's clear, it seems clear, husband's not stop making shtick over here. Let's try to analyze. The woman that she declares for nechta nechta. We'll explain the case is, husband's sending her on this mission, he's not coming just to make her crazy. The husband's trying to protect her. Husband's saying, I want to give you a get here, you leave me there to show, I want to give you a get in a way that down the road, my kids, or myself, or whomever it is, cannot make issues. Have a get which has the declaration of a fun nechta nechta. He's trying to get her to a place where she could declare it, but that was all for a benefit. So says Gersh Rachim, that if she would want to, and she, I don't need the risk, I'm interested, I'm not interested in being busy for Nefanechtam. I'm not worried about the risk, I should say. And she says, I'm okay. I'm accepting right now as a get. It seems like the husband would be okay with that. The husband over here is doing this for her benefit. So the concept of kol milsa di ilam atzav and the matzav of shliach, if she can't do herself, she can't make a shliach, wouldn't apply. Because the whole reason over here why she can't be the shliach Kabbalah is because she's a shliach lacha, because the husband's trying to help her get to the point for Nefanechtam. So it's just a technical issue that she's, to her benefit, she's having the status of Sheikh Halacha in order to be able to achieve a b'fanechtam. But in reality, if she really wants to, she could just accept the get at any moment and let it be her get, and then she's fine. And by the same token, she could just make a Sheikh, just like she can accept the get herself any moment, she can make a Sheikh Kabbalah for herself any moment. It's not missing in Kol Milsa to Ilamatz Avin. Okay, says the Gemara. So what's the Eitz over here? The Eitz is that she's making a Sheikh, the husband tells her, you be a Sheikh Halacha to bring it, and make someone else a shliach kabbalah to accept it from you. Ha nichalam adam says gemara aisha aisha shliach kapagita mia shliach bala. There's a separate conversation whether when the man sends a get with a shliach, in this case the shliach is the wife herself, when the man sends a get with a shliach, can the wife send the shliach to accept the get? There are two reasons why we'd say not. There's two reasons. This man that says it's totally fine. The husband sends a shliach and she sends her shliach. Everything's fine. But there's an opinion that the wife cannot send the shliach to accept the get from the shliach of the Baal. From the Baal himself, yes, but not from the shliach of the Baal. There's two reasons given. One reason is, it's bezayin, because it's a bezayin. It's interesting. The Baal sending the shliach, you know, you can't get there, it's not a bezayin. But the wife not going to accept the get herself, sending her shliach, is a bezayin. The first one discussed, that's not the vert that the wife is more of a bezayin to the husband, as opposed to the other direction. It's having two shluchim is the problem. The Rashba speaks out. Having two shluchim creates a bezayin. My shliach, your shliach, it's one more set level of distance. It's an element of bezayin. Rashba therefore says, let's say she originally made a shliach kabbalah first, and now the Baal wants to send the shliach kabbalah, he can't. He can't, unless we know for sure that she's a makman, he can't because it's bezayin to her. He has to bring it himself to shliach kabbalah. He can't send it to shliach halacha. It's just a vert and having two shluchim. Okay, by the way, a shliach to shliach is either concern of bezayin or concern of it's going to be confused with again the idea of a get a chatzir abel achamikan. Let's say the woman bought a chatzir where the get was already in existence in the chatzir and she bought it. That's not a real get. She bought the chatzir from a stranger where the get happened to be placed there. That she's not. That there was no nesin as a get. That's not a real get. And a shliach to shliach resembles that scenario. We're going to confuse that case. So there's two reasons why. And there's it can be an opinion that she can make shliach to accept the get from Ishliach. So this says the Mara. Our answer is a good answer if you hold our explanation of the Mishnah that the husband sending her as a shliach halacha to give it to then appoint a shliach kabbalah to accept it for herself. That's great if you hold that she could appoint a shliach to accept it for the husband shliach. Elo lemand amar. She cannot make a shliach to accept the get from the shliach the Baal. What are you going to say? So the Gemara says, simple answer. Time of mind, the Mishum Dika Bazayin the Baal. One of the reasons, at least we said, why a woman can't make Shliach except for the Shliach the Baal is because of the Bazayin to the Baal. But guess what? The Baal over here is giving the instructions. Take it as Shliach Lelacha and then make Shliach Kabbalah. If he made the instructions, obviously not Mefuzah from this, not a problem. Hacha, Baal, like up with the Baal, not Makkah. That's more. Great. That's if you go with the explanation, according to the opinion that she can't make Shliach to accept the husband Shliach, the explanation is Bazayin. You're right, you have no problem. Says Mahani Khamandamar Mishim Bal the Bazayan the Baal. El Madam, but if you say the issue is Mishim Khatsir Balachamikan, and the concern is that it looks like a courtyard that came to her after the guy was raiding the courtyard, and that's no good. And if we're gonna say the case is good by a shliach to a shliach, we'll confuse with that case. It's a gzera onto that case, therefore it's a problem. So Mike the memoir over here, is it okay? Says Gemara, two answers that seem very much the same. The Amalah, husband said to his wife as follows, have a shliach lelacha matasasim. Be shliach lelacha until you go to this Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, you have to, well, v'chimati hasam, when you get there, shavi shliach lelacha, make another shliach lelacha, v'kabel eskidech minei, and then accept to get directly from the shliach lelacha. So you don't have two levels of shluchim here, you only have one. But the point is, when you're going to appoint other shliach lelacha, you're going to have to declare b'fanenechtam, at that point when you make the new shliach lelacha, that's going to achieve b'fanenechtam. That is teres number one, teres number two, which seems very similar. B'bayis ema, he says to the wife, "I'm shliach lelacha matasam. Be shliach lelacha until you get there to the court in Eretz Yisrael. Chimatasam amri kamei bedina. And when you get there, you don't appoint a new shliach lelacha. Tell the court, declare b'fanechtam. Umashu bedina shliach, and let the court then make you declare b'fanechtam. Let the court appoint the shliach v'lasvinilach, and they'll give you the get from that second shliach. That second shliach will give you the get." So Tais right away jumps on this. The Mara says, "What's the difference between these two lashanas? jump to the bottom taste, the, not the bottom taste, the third taste on the bottom of the page, last taste on the parak. Emer kami bedina before nechtav. Ksas tema, mali hi mali bezdin. Amai kamar vi bez ema. What's the chilik between whether she's appointing the second shliach or bezdin appoints the second shliach? The ultimate answer is still the same, and the husband's making her shliach to bring the get to bezdin, and then she makes not a shliach kabbalah, a shliach lehailacha, and declares, and then she accepts the get herself directly from the shliach lacha, or she, or that she made, or that the bezdin made. What's the difference? Ksas V'shema lashon zeh chalak m'lashon rishon t'lushikam ein emeres v'ar nechtav ela b'shasha tiskal blenu. Taisus wants to say that maybe the difference is in the second case, the mile second lashon is that when she gets to bezdin and she's going to declare to bezdin v'ar nechtav and they're going to make a point the second shliach l'alacha to give it to her, so the declaration is immediate of v'ar nechtav when she gets to court, and she right away when she exits the story, the declaration is immediate. Whereas in the first case, by she's making another shliach l'alacha, could be you only wait till the shas that the shliach l'alacha gives her the get, and the bezin says, 1 second, shliach l'alacha, this get came from Yiras Yam, was written in front of you, and the shliach says, no, it wasn't. And then they say to Isha, but you were the original shliach l'alacha, was written in front of you. She says, yes, indeed. So the difference is when you're going to have the declaration. Is it when she gives over the get in the first place, or is it when she's accepting the get? That could be the difference between the two l'shainas. Hadron l'alacha, maybe get, mazel tov, finish the second parak. Zakti Mishpat. Kol get. So the Mishnah says, "Kol get shenechtav shlo l'shem isha pasul." Any get written not l'shma, this is the basic thing of l'shma, is going to be pasul. Ketzad. The Mishnah can go through different levels of what would appear to be more and more l'shma, and still it's not going to be good. So any get not written not l'shma is not good. What's l'shem kol get? It should just said haget shenechtav shlo l'shem isha is pasul. What's kol get? So the various farshim make a diak, but again the Geish Shurachim, except Sefer says that it's coming to include even a woman that's mazana. Let's say you have the Ishis Ish. That's mazana. Where we know stama woman, you could say, is not aimed for gerushin. She's not destined to be divorced. So really you have to have lashma. But a woman who's aimed for gerushin, maybe without lashma, it's automatic. She's destined for gerushin. She's mazana. She needs to get divorced. So maybe there, you don't amakra lashma. Kol get, no, any get, even a woman that was mazana needs lashma. That's except safer. The place where Gerush Racham suggests that we're coming to include even a Kedushin Derabbanan. We know if a young girl, is married off as a Tana by her mother, by her brothers, the father can marry from a biblical level. Let's say the father's out of the picture. She's a Saima, father's out of the picture. In order that she shouldn't be roaming free, the mothers and brothers often will marry off. It's a rabbinic marriage. And we're saying that even this rabbinic marriage, if you're giving a get to a rabbinic marriage, the get needs to be Lishma. That's what the Kol get comes to include. And the Geshracham means a Shiva Raya. We'll point it out when we read the Mishnah later. But the Mishnah makes a Chiluk, talks about a case where the husband has two wives. One's a Gedela and one's a Katana. One's a Gedela, one's a Katana, and he's been like, why is the Mishnah stressing Gedela and Katana? So he wants to say that means Mamish Katana. Kol get came to include a marriage to Rabbanim of a Katana, and we're talking about Mamish Katana. Okay, let's see. Vayta in the Mishnah. So what's case number one? Hayayiva, this is before four levels. Hayayiva b'shuk v'shabak kol sefer makrin. He's walking through the market, and he hears the kail of the sefer, the scribes, are calling out, Ish plainy, Megash Ish, as plain as Megam plainy. This so and so is divorcing so and so in this place. They're reading out, the Sefer are reading out the words that they wrote in a get. So everybody says, wow, how convenient. Zeshavi, Zeshavi Mishti, it's my name, it's my wife's name, let me use it. Pasla Garish, but it's possible for him to use this get. This get was not written to Lishma for him and for his wife. He was the same names, he cannot use it. First says Mishnah further. Yes, Mikan. The Marzin explain each the chiddush, the additional chiddush of each level, but let's see. Yes, Mikan, a bigger chiddush. Kasla Garish Mishti, a guy wrote a get to divorce his wife. The Nimlach, and he changes his mind, and he says, let's try this again. Months have been here. Amarle, he found the guy in the city, and he said, he didn't want to waste a good get. He has a nice kishmak get in his hand that he already paid for. So months have been here. Amarle, shmika shemacha v'shem mishti k'shem mishtecha. My name's like your name. My wife's name's like your wife's name. We're living in the same city, so everything's the same. Why don't you use it? Pasul Lagarishba, again, the get was not written Lishma, it's Pasul Lagarishba. It seems to be the same din, but again, it's Pasul Lagarishba. The Mishnah's the Gemara's gonna explain why it's a greater Kiddush. Yes, so let's speak out now already. So the Gemara will be Chazara. The reason why the first case is less of a Kiddush than the second case, in the first case, it wasn't written for any person's get. It was safe from just writing Gittin, Bechlal, the Stam's are writing Gittin. The second case, it was written for a get. The guy who was supposed to, was written for, changed his mind, and now he wants to give it to someone else, but it was written for a get, so that's a little bit better. We're saying still, not enough lishma. It was for the wrong people, no good. Yes, and we can't have a maze. Third level chiddush, halish deinashim, the same husband, has two wives, which were same shavas, and they have the same name, he has two wives with the same name, he's married to two women with the same name. Kasvagash is a gedela. His lashon gedela katana we referenced a moment ago. If he writes to get to divorce the older one, legash pasatana, he can't use to divorce the younger one, and vice versa. Now, what's the bigger chiddush in that case? Because the husband's the same. The get was written for this husband. It was written for this husband, just not for the right, correct wife. Still not good. Yes, if it can, even bigger chiddush. I'm a lover. He says the lover is a a description of a sefer. He says to the sefer, "Kasef Ezesh Eretz Agarish." He says, "Write it to whichever one of them will decide to marry, divorce." So it's the right husband, and it's technically the right wife. He doesn't know at the time that the sefer is writing; he didn't know yet. He's saying, "Have in mind whoever I decide. Whoever I decide, that's the one you order for." So that would think that would be okay for lishma. Says Mar Pasul Gashma. Even that case is pasul. The chiddush of that case is going to be, of course, ain famous. It's going to be the whole topic of tomorrow. Well, hopefully we'll have it later today. But tomorrow's daf. Ein Breira. The whole topic of Ein Breira, the Gemara is focused very much on that, on Daf Chafei. Okay. Says the Gemara, if he wrote again to divorce his wife and he changed his mind. So we said the Mishnah, the whole list of cases that the get's puzzle. The Gemara wants to know, what was the first case? In the first case where Seifim were reading out a get, wasn't that a case where also someone wrote a get to divorce the wife and changed his mind? And the sefer has his extra get. Otherwise, why would he have a get that punkt has these names in it? Why would he have a get that has his name? It must be someone was planning to use it and didn't use it. So aren't the first two cases the same? We already said the answer. Amar papa, sefer, I'll assume the slam eskinan. No, the first case is talking about sefer scribes that are teaching how to write shtaras, how to write gittin. They're teaching how to write a get. So, and they just picked a random example of names that happened to be this guy's names. So the first case was not written in the shame get bachlal. It was not written for teaching purposes. Amar rashi, tekanami, stak meduyev. It's funny, sefer. Makron, the Pasuk said, Lashon Mishmas, he hears the Sefer Makron calling out, dictating. The like, Tani doesn't say Sefer Kairim, and Sefer were reading. If it was a get that was written for a purpose, and they start reading it out, it would say Sefer were reading it. Makron is more like they're dictating, they're teaching the Talmidim how to write Gittin. Shmamina. So we see the Mishnah is talking about a case of Sefer teaching the Talmidim, nothing to do with any get that was ever intended to be used as a get, and nothing more is going to go into. That's goof going to be the Chiddush. Again, what's the higher level Chiddush in each of the four successive cases in the Mishnah? Tani by Mishmal. So Tani by Mishmal explains, Laizan. Not just the first case, that was not written for Gershon at all. It's funny, it was written not for Gershon purposes, it was written for teaching purposes. And that's not going to be kosher get. Ela Avzeh, the second case of the Mishnah, was a get that was written for get purposes, but not for this couple. Ela Avzeh, Shiltel Lashem Gershon, puzzle, is also going to be puzzle. The Lay says, Shiltel Lashem Gershon today, and even not only the second case, where it wasn't written for this husband's Gershon, and certainly not the wife's Gershon, is it no good? El Avzeh, the third case, was written for this husband, but he has two wives with the same name, and he wants to switch which wife he's giving it to. El Avzeh, Shenichtav, Lashem Gershon, Didei, even again, that's written for this guy's Gershon, but not for the specific wife. Pasul will be Pasul, it's the wrong wife, and therefore it's Pasul. And then the last case is Shenichtav, Lashem Gershon, Ha. And not only is the case Pasul, where it wasn't written for the wife's Gershon, is a Pasul case. El Avzeh, Shenichtav, Lashem Gershon, Ha. Pasul, even if it was written for this wife, is Pasul. It's going to be Pasul, even that last case. My time, what's that kapshat that it's possible in all these cases? It says Mar E Kasav, Vinasa Sefikus Biada. Thought you would have just written Vinasa Sefikus Biada. Hava, I mean, I would say the Mutiha Chama, it comes excluded. Just the first case. It's not a Sefikus, it wasn't written for get purposes, that's excluded. The level of Shemkrisis wasn't written for Krisis at all. Avakasal Garish Zishtav and Imlech, Ruvain wrote a get to divorce his wife. I shouldn't say Ruvain because Evan's going to have the same name. Person A wrote a get to divorce his wife. And he changed his mind, and that was written for Gershon purposes. Double Shem Krisis was done for Krisis. And then he just changed his mind, and he wants to give someone else with the same name. Eim Akasha, I'd say it's Kasher. Kasher Chanav Kasav, to teach me that the Kasav has got to be written for the husband who's giving it. E Kasav, Chanav Kasav, would say Kasav, I would say, okay, I'd exclude the case where it's a different husband, it's for the wrong husband, therefore it's no good. But one husband with two wives, where it's written for the right husband, you Kasavai, the husband's commissioned to get to be written, and it's been written for him on his behalf, and it's a good get for him. Eim Akasha, we don't care if it's for the specific wife, Kasrachon Allah, therefore it says Allah, Lishma, it's got to be Lishma for her sake specifically as well. The Sefer, what's the last case? And that last case repeating the same thing, that if you write it, tell the Sefer, whoever I decide to give it to, it's no good. What's the Chiddush there? It was written for the husband, it wasn't clear which wife it's for. What's the Chiddush? Chiddush is, HaKamashbon, the Eim Breira. The Sefer is telling me a Chiddush, Eim Breira, that you can't let Breira, you can't say that the what happens later will retroactively determine what it was the whole time. You don't say retroactively, it was always being written, the Sefer writing it for this specific woman, the one who decides later. No, something which is totally in the future is not going to work to have Breira, and therefore it will be considered missing in the Shema again. Let's see a few more lines, then just one more point to speak out on the on a side point on the end of the Mishnah. Let's see. Sakti Mara. When a guy is married, the guy is married to two women with the same name. So he wrote a get to divorce the older one, he can't use to divorce the younger one, and vice versa. Ask the mark, Ketani, Tomas Megarishbe. Sounds like the get which was written for the older one cannot be used for the Ketana. Hug Gedele Matz Megarishbe, but the Gedele, the older wife, he could use the get for her. If you have two people with the same exact name living in the same town, they can take a document, a loan against others, and collect it. Meaning, even though the people could say, I don't owe you the money, I owe someone else the money. No, we're saying that they could bring in a star, and it works. The star works even though it's someone else with the same name. Just like in our Mishnah, we're saying that if the wife produces, but saying that she, the get was written, let's say, for the older wife, the gedela. It can't be used for the katana, but when being medayik, it could be used for the gedela. And with this gedela, she'll be able to go with this get. The gedela will be able to go kakaksuva. So we're saying that if you have two yesim and shimon in the same city, in this case, the two wives have the same name, the wife can produce the get and extract money from the husband. So too, two yesim and shimons can produce a loan document and extract money from whoever's name is in the loan document, and the person cannot claim, oh, you're not my malva, it was the, you're not the malva, it was the other guy. I'm going to buy, it says, but second, El Me'ata, according to his logic, Reshit Tani Shmika Shimcha, plus the Garshbay, in the first case of the, in the earlier case of the Mishnah, where the guy who wrote again then changed his mind and found someone else in the street and says, my name is your name, and my wife's name is your wife's name, you can't use it, make a diyak. Shani Glam, that's Megarishbay. The second one can't use the get, make the same diyak as he made in the third case of the Mishnah, make it the second case of the Mishnah. The second guy, the new guy, can't use the get, but the first guy originally wrote it, he'd be able to use the get. Harishabat's Megarishbay. But the first guy would be able to use the get. Varminan, but we did learn about Shnei Smashimans, for Achriach Lelsin, Aleim Shtarchayv. We learned about Smashimans that others cannot bring a Shtarchayv against them. Others cannot bring a Shtarchayv against them. L'chair over here, our case, the Mishnah is tantamount, our second case, if you're making such an inference, such a diet, that the second person can use it, but the first person can, that means you have a get being used against someone where the Shtar Chayv is being brought against them. When you have two Yisrael Shimons, others can't collect from them because they have to prove, it has to be more specific, clearly in the Shtar, which Yisrael Shimon you're talking about. Here too, it should have to be more clear in the get, which party, Yosef and Shimon, or which Leah ben Sasson, so that we're talking about, says more Elvais Lamemer, must be the reason why in the second case the Mishnah works, even though you cannot collect from the two Yosef and Shimon's. The reason why it works is Beidim Mesira, because it's from Beidim Mesira, and Beidim Mesira can testify. We're going to Rebbelezer. We're going with the power of Beidim Mesira. Could be not going to Rebbelezer, but even Rameir, maybe we're going with the. Yeah, the Mar. I'm sorry, the Mar says explicitly. Eidim Mesira blessi. We're going with Eidim Mesira, and we're going with Rebbe Lazar. That Eidim Mesira make the get. And Eidim Mesira can testify which Yosef and Shimon it is and which one is not. So that's the case in the second case of the Mishnah. So who adin hachanami Eidim Mesira. The third case also, you have no diak that two Yosef and Shimon can extract a shtar on other people. Maybe not, because in our Mishnah we're talking about a case where the gedela could use this get that's written in the Shema, even though it's kind of the same name, because we're talking about again by Eidim Mesira and Rebbe Lazar, and we're going with the shita of Rebbe Lazar. So we'll pose over here, Mitzvah. I plan to have another daf later today on Erev Shabbos to cover Shabbos daf, but one quick, will be more of a game time. I'm traveling, be more of a game time decision. But one point on the Mishnah that we didn't speak out. We're talking about this whole Gemara. They're talking about this case of a husband who's married to two women with the same name. And Rida Chassid brings that a person shouldn't marry a spouse, not a woman also. A person shouldn't marry a spouse with the same name as another spouse that they've had. You shouldn't marry two spouses with the same name. The concern is that maybe we know it's a terrible thing while a person's with one Isha to be thinking about a different Isha while he's with her. And I guess there's for some reason more of a concern when they have the same name that he's going to think about the other one while he's with the one he's with now, and that's a problem. So we just said one should not marry two with the same name. So the obvious question that first should be asked on this is, our Mishnah says very clearly that this guy was married to women with the same name. So the Sefer Shalosh Tshuvos B'Seil Chachma has an interesting chav. He says the whole concern with the chassid is when a person was married to someone called Leah, and then Leah is deceased, right? The chayv, she's divorced, that's your problem anyway. She's divorced, he's not thinking about Leah anymore, Pashtas. But Pashtas is the case where the concern is that Leah is deceased, maybe also if he's divorced, but Pashtas where Leah is deceased. And when he's married to another Leah, he may start thinking about the first Leah, that's the problem. In our case, says the Pesach Chachma, he's married to both at once. When he's married to both at once, we're not concerned he's thinking about one with the other, or if he is, not because the names are the same. He's married to them at the same time, that whole concern falls off, and therefore it's not a problem. Rabbi Dechassa's issue wouldn't be a problem being married at the same time. Again, of course, if one of them ends up dying first, then maybe the problem should be a problem. Okay, but in general, we're not concerned when they're married at the same time, only when it's a marriage in succession. That is the Pesach Chachma's answer, how Rabbi Dechassa can show up at the Mishnah. However, However, others suggest that that we're not makbir for Yudah Chassid. We find in many cases we're not makbir for Yudah Chassid. Here too, society was overall not makbir for Yudah Chassid. Yes, it was tzava for his family, for his children to have this kapeta, but society at large is not makbir on it, and therefore it's not shver that we have, you know, having a case which Yudah Chassid seems to be at odds with. It doesn't bother us because we're not, you know, the Yudah Chassid was not written for the whole world. It was written for a specific family, and they bring an example of this. Actually, Rabbi Akiva Eger's daughter. Rabbi Akiva Eger's daughter was married to someone, Reb Meisha, and then he deceased, and she went and married famously to Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer became Rabbi Akiva Eger's son-in-law. Chassam Sefer's name, of course, was Reb Meisha Sefer. So, right, Reb Schreiber. So we have a case that Rabbi Akiva Eger or Chassam Sefer were indeed not makbid on the Shubhidah Chassid, and it's Meisha B'chayim that people aren't makbid on having someone, a spouse, with the same name. We're not makbid on Chassid. Those who want to makbid, but the society at large is not makbid. Have a wonderful day.